Would you believe that Nigel Tufnell, yeah, Christopher Guest, it's his birthday today, 73 years young. We're only a minute and a half away from the mock, so why don't I tell you what was in that set of music before we get to the top of the hour and the midnight mock? That was, of course, Spinal Tap with a Big Bottom here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, some Gary Glitter. Went back and played from 1975, is doing all right with the boys. Might as well keep some Gary Glitter in the background while I'm pontificating. From their debut album from 1980, it was Loverboy and Turn Me Loose. Normally I play Little Girl off that album because I think that's such a great underrated song. But, you know, I went with one of the hits. Why not? I mean, it is 41 years old at this point. And speaking of being 41 years old, my rocket attorney, Eric Jackson Morey, I don't know how old he is. I was just making things up. But Saga on the Loose, one of the Canadian bands that I'm sure is in his repertoire somewhere. Song you could play on MTV in the early days a ton. And I figured they're Canadian. He loves all things Canadian. Bare Naked Ladies, Tragically Hip, Triumph. I believe I already mentioned Glass Tiger. Anyway. We got a Barrett Strong mock to get to here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Let's take care of a little public service announcement for you and get to the mock.
During difficult times, young military families feel the impact. When a military spouse is unemployed, the whole family struggles. The Armed Services YMCA answers the call and provides food assistance to ensure military children have plenty to eat and childcare that enables military spouses to work. Now more than ever, we need your help to provide emergency relief to military families. Help now at helpymca.org.
Hey, it's just past midnight here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. We got a thing that we do each and every Friday night. At midnight, we call it the Midnight Mock. If it's not midnight and you're listening to me, I'm just going to give you a little sidebar, let you know that you're not crazy. You're not in the wrong time zone. You are probably just listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But tonight's mocking is Barrett Strong. Barrett Strong celebrating a birthday today. He is 80 years old today. Barrett Strong, if you are unfamiliar, he was actually the very first artist signed to Barry Gordy's Tamla record label and had a hit with, Money, That's All I Want. But then he went on and paired up with Norman Whitfield and became a staff writer, and he wrote a ton of songs that became hits for other artists. And he was basically the writing team for the Temptations. So I almost did a Temptations mock, but I'm like, no, let's showcase the variety of artists that Barry wrote songs for, or Barrett. Not Barry. Barry just sat back and collected money, I believe. I'm talking about Barry Gordy Jr., of course. But anyway, I digress. Let's get ourselves into the mock. And speaking of Barry Gordy Jr., he actually did write this one. It's the aforementioned Money. That's All I Want. Barrett Strong's big hit. Came out in 1979. This version... not the original, it's the Flying Lizard.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. We'll be right back. money don't get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
Oh, these are the guys. look in your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. Had romance, did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always my home. That's my home. Oh, you keep telling me, you keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do to make you understand? For I'm the type of guy who gives a girl the eye, everybody knows. Well, I love them and I leave them, break their hearts and deceive them everywhere I go. Don't you know that I'm the type of man who is always we'll be right back.
Barrett, take us through a normal day when you were a staff writer, when you and Norman Whitfield were writing songs for the Temps back
normal
in Detroit.
Day.
Yeah, what would you do? Would you go into the office, punch in, sit down in a room somewhere, studio?
Not really. We would write at my house sometime and sometime at his house, and then we'd go to the studio, and we had an office up there in the building, and we would go there, and we'd listen. And a lot of times we just turn the tape on, and we'd do the track. And we'd write the words and the melodies to the tracks. And we'd listen to the tapes, and we might sit there, and both of us, we might go to sleep, and one go this way and the other go that way. And then we said, well, we can't do it now. Then we'll wait till later to do it. And we mostly wrote a lot of songs under pressure. We know we had to go in the studio, we know that the act was coming to town. And so we'd write it that night or something before we go in the studio.
Now, you would
kind of lazy, like, you know.
You would lay down the tracks as they eventually got released with the band, with the musicians and stuff.
Right.
And then the performers would come to town. They would be out on the road somewhere.
On the road, and then they would come to town, and then we'd teach them the song right there in the studio.
And they'd sing to the tracks that had already been laid down.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's the only way we had to do it, because, like, you know, it was more like a factory. Like, we were like a machine. We were just going all the time.
Yeah. And you still make money off those songs. You still get royalties.
Yeah, right? It's...
All right. We'll be right back.
I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. But those sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. She said, no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
And when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Baby, 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 I'm coming home. All right. All those nights I stared at my window at the moonlight, thinking about the way she used to hold me tight. I must have been out of my mind to do the wrong I'd done and leave her behind.
And when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her every little bit of love I've got.
Baby, I'm coming home. Sometimes don't let it get the best of you. I've been hurt by love.
wrapping up a mock Steve Wynn from his Sweetness and Light album, doing the Barrett Strong, Norman Whitfield penned That's the Way Love Is, originally done by the Isley Brothers. Before that, it was R. Dean Taylor. R. Dean Taylor, who was actually a staff writer, Canadian singer and songwriter from Canada, hence Canadian. That's how that works. But actually worked for Motown as a staff writer. But that was him doing Gonna Give Her All the Love That I Got, originally done in the late 60s by Jimmy Ruffin. I had a little clip in there of Barrett Strong himself talking about his writing process with his writing partner, Norman Whitfield. Billy Bragg in there with Levi Stubbs' Tears. Yeah, Levi Stubbs, singer for the Four Tops, but he name drops both Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. But Barrett Strong is the subject of the mock because it is his birthday, his 80th birthday today. Before the Billy Bragg, went back to the No Parlay album from Paul Young, doing Wherever I Lay My Hat, a hit for Marvin Gaye. Slits in there with Heard It Through the Grapevine. A lot of people credit that to Gladys Knight and the Pips, but originally released by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And start off the entire set with the 1979 version of this song. It was done by the Flying Lizards. That was a Barrett Strong mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email. It's real simple. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear, and I'll give you some feedback. I try not to repeat mocks. In fact, I try not to ever repeat mocks if I can. I might have repeated one or two over the years, but, you know, keeps me on my toes. Hey, you know what I should tell you? I should tell you about Attic Records. Why? Because they're joining you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records, CDs. Well, that's it, records and CDs. But from reggae to hip-hop, doo-wop, and all those stops in between, they're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484 is their phone number. We got about 24 minutes left in this program, and I've got a stack of songs I really, really want to get out on the air for you, so I should waste no time. Hey, speaking of birthdays, if he were still alive today, he would be 107 years old. Who, Mockster? Who would be 107 years old? William S. Burroughs.
All right. Just something that I picked up, a knack of going along with someone else's song, putting myself into it. It evolved from Lily Marlene. Marlene Dietrich. Not one of my favorite people, but that's where it came from. He's got three for the price of one. Nothing's free but guaranteed for a lifetime use. I've changed the locks, and you can't have one. You know the other two. The brakes have worn so thin that you could hear. I hear them screeching through the door from our driveway. Hey, love. Look into your glove box, heart. What is there for me inside? this love is tired. I changed the locks. Have I misplaced you? Have we lost our minds? Will this never end? It could depend on your take.
Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper just loved that rascal Puff. He brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. One great night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like the rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, he could not be so brave. And Puff that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Puff the magic dragon lives by the sea and frolics down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lives by the sea and frolics down the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Thank you. turn around. And I'll watch my fingers go up and down.
Minneapolis supergroup Golden Smog doing their version of Thin Lizzy's cowboy song, wrapping up that set of music here. As we're close to wrapping up a Viva La Mock set of music, as we are approaching the top of the hour when this program's done. Before that, the Endmen from the late 1980s doing their version of Puff the Magic Dragon. Speaking of late 1980s, more mid-ish, 87-ish, I'm going to guess. Love and Rockets, title track to their Earth, Sun, Moon album, and start off the entire set with R.E.M. featuring William S. Burroughs doing the vocals, because he was born actually yesterday now, but back in 1914. He's no longer with us, but I thought I would highlight that. Oh yeah, and I should mention, playing that Thin Lizzy song, guitarist Gary Moore actually passed away on this day 10 years ago at the age of 68, suffering a fatal heart attack. That gets us to where we are now. I've got to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? Most of them waiting for kidneys. Now, the good news is MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Now, you don't need to donate a kidney to save a life. You can donate your boat. Donate your car, donate your house, some real estate you got lying around. It's a great tax deduction, and you know what? You'll be helping save lives. MatchingDonors.com is the website, 1-800-385-0422 is their phone number. Got a couple songs left, only two songs. Hopefully I'll get them both in before the top of the hour. Both of them highlighting people we lost on this day. Yeah. It's true. Vince Guaraldi, who wrote the Linus and Lucy theme, he passed away on this day back in 1976, and he was only 47 years old. He was only 47, and he had just finished up a Snoopy special about Arbor Day, I believe, that day. This is Game Theory. We'll be right back. You know, if you were to bump into the Moxster randomly on the street and, well, first I'd hope you'd say, excuse me, or I'm sorry, but if you were just to see me randomly on the street and you said, hey, Moxster, just tell me, what's your favorite Talking Heads tune? 9 times out of 10, you're going to hear me say, this must be the place. Not that this must be the place, I'm going to tell you the story. This must be the place is the song. And that 10th time I'm not going to tell you is because I just got done listening to it 9 times. And I just need a break, and I'll find another song. But Talking Heads wrapping up my final set of music for this edition of the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, the Gothies from their debut album, Is This Art? With it's either their tribute to Falco or Donovan. I'm not sure. But song's called Falco. Talks about Falco. Falco passed away in a head-on car collision in the Dominican Republic on this day 23 years ago. So in honor of Falco, I did play that. And started off everything with Vince Guaraldi, who passed away also on this day back in 1976 at the age of 47 after suffering a massive heart attack. That's the show called Viva La Mock. I invite you to tune in each and every Friday. If you're listening on a random day, let's say it's Tuesday, you're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. You can always send me a request at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Moxster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
I got no time to second guess. All the signs are saying yes. I must admit it, I'm afraid. What should I do? Baby.